Tonight's shir, Siman Vav, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet. Sif Gimel. Birchas Elokein Shomo Eina Posachas Bevaruch. Elokein Shomo doesn't start Brachat Hashem. V'bnei Shehu Birchas HaHodoh, because it's a bracha of giving thanks. U Birchas HaHodohos Ein Toiskas Bevaruch. A bracha of giving thanks does not start with Baruch, Kamo Shematzinu, V'Birchas HaKeshomim. We find a similar concept by the bracha for rain. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Beis, Birchas HaHodoh. V'eina bracha smucha l'chavita. This is not a bracha that's adjacent to another. V'lechein Rashai lo'im b'abroke b'kumo ad l'kain neshamo. V'beisa k'nesi yaskil l'kain neshamo. That's when in the morning you could say, we said the bracha l'tisadayim, and the bracha shayotzar, and birchas HaTorah, and you get to shul, you'll go ahead and say l'kain neshamo. Start from there. But still, nonetheless, the best way to do it is lahasmich elokai neshama lebirchas asher yotza, to say elokai neshama right on the heels of asher yotza, as if it's a bracha smuch lechavata. V'ayin the bear hagos simin mevav. If you look in the Vilna Gaon's commentary on simin mevav, shedaitu gam kein the birchas elokai neshama smuch lebirchas asher yotza. He holds that elokai neshama should be adjacent to asher yotza. So l'chadchila you should do it, even though in the Siddurim it's not printed that way, but that's what you should do l'chadchila. Already today the Siddurim are changing the format and putting in l'kain neshama right after Yashi Yatzar. That's not the meaning of the Siddur. But Mishnah says l'chadchila you should do it like that. Im lo beirach b'chesel l'kain neshama ar achash esbal shmona esrei. If someone forgot l'kain neshama and he finished shmona esrei and then he realizes, once he said Shmona Esrei, he can't say the Kain Neshama anymore. Shekim and Shkar Omer Mechaya Hamesim. Once he said the Bracha Mechaya Hamesim Shmona Esrei, who Dome Lamachsin Shamos, and he can't say El Kain Neshama. It's included in the Shmona Esrei. Therefore, there's no going back at that point. Shachuma has a big problem with this. Halacha Masik, he concludes, that if when he said Shmona Esrei and he said the Chayim Esim, he had in mind that he's going to say the Kain Neshama afterwards, Rashoy Achach Levarach, he's allowed to say the Bracha afterwards. Ayin Shamatam, look there for the reason. The Chemash, if you got him a Simon Nun Beis, this is implied in Pima Godim Simon Nun Beis, Vayin Masha Kasafti Shom Beber Halacha, look what I wrote there in Beber Halacha. Benusach HaBracha Lo Yomar, Ata yitzarta bi, rak ata yitzarta ata nefachta bi. So take out the extra bi. Se'if dalet. Yesh no hagin, she'acha she'berach echad birchas ha'shachar, v'anu achav amen. Some have a minig, that one person says the birchas ha'shachar, and everyone else answers amen. Chozer echad meha'onim amen, then one of those who had responded amen goes, umavarech, he says the brachas. And then they answer to him, Amen. And everyone has their turn. So basically you have a group of people, and each one gets his turn to say all the brachas, and everyone answers, Amen. Don't argue with them, and say, they already yotze with the Amen. How can they make the bracha now? You already yotze. It's a bracha latola. We don't say that. The one who's saying the brachas has no intent of being moitzi anyone else. And even if you tell me he did have a mind to be moitzi them, they have no intent to be yotze. They intend to say the bracha themselves. And there's no problem with bracha l'tala. So Mishnah Berurah explains, where does this come from, this minik? They want that everyone should answer 90 amens in a day. So they do it in the morning. That's how you get your 90 amens. The ayin b'shai tshuva sheish mefakif yom b'zeh. The shai tshuva says some have problems with this. B'tshuva me'av o'herlo d'ledidon shnogin shlolotzeis b'rechas ha'shliach tzibur. Tshuva me'av says that according to us, our meaning is not to be yosef with the bracha ha'shliach tzibur. L'kol yam ha'mut l'asas kid. There's no problem doing it. No one's being yosef with his brachas. Pimigodim kasev d'roi atash l'loma b'kol ron kima shliach tzibur ayin sham. Pimigodim says the right thing is only shliach tzibur should say the brachas out loud and no one else. So every place will do like it's minig. No matter which way you go, you have who to rely upon. We're not worried that they're a yotz and then they say the bracha and now it's a bracha l'tala. The levush seems to say that if someone wants to be motzi someone else in birchas hashachar, you need a minion. It requires 10. If you look at Pima Godam, he is inclined to say only that if you know how to make the brachas yourself, that's when you need a minion in the shul to be yotze with someone else. If someone does not know how to make the brachas himself, even Lavush would agree you don't need a minion. So this requirement of having a minion to vote to someone else is only if you can make the bracha yourself. Then you should have a minion. But if you can't make the bracha yourself, there's no requirement for a minion, and one person can make the bracha for somebody else. Not a problem.